That's sus. What are you? How's that sus? What are you, bro? That's not even sus, bro. You think everything is sus, bro?
All right, welcome back to the episode of Struggle Studio. I'm Grant, joined by my other hosts, Cassius and CJ.
What's up?
Hey. Again, I'd like to apologize for our slacking. You know, I think we missed like 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
But like always, we're struggling to make it. But here we are, you know. Before we get started, I'm doing a little housekeeping. Our Instagram is Struggle Studio _. Our Twitter is Studio Struggle. Our TikTok is just Struggle Studio. Same as our YouTube channel if you watch the visual for the podcast. Yes, sir. And we also have a gaming struggle. Our gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. We've been going crazy on there.
Yeah, popping up.
You know, we're back on our grind and shit.
Back on, almost streaming. 300 subs, right?
Yeah, almost 300 subs on a gaming channel, which is crazy. And we're also on all platforms that you can find podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it. You know, we are on visual. You also have a link right there on the screen. You can just scan it with your phone. Boom. Here you go to podcast, you know.
Yes, sir.
But without further ado, let's get into it.
Yes, sir. So, how's the gaming thing been doing for you? Like, getting back into gaming? How's that been?
At first, I ain't gonna lie. Starting back on the streaming, I was nervous. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know why. I just feel like I didn't have it anymore, or like I feel like the streams I was doing before I took a break, like a 4 month break.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they're doing so good. Like I was having like 9 or 10 people out there and like at once, which is at least for me. That's crazy, you know?
That's crazy.
But I just feel like damn, bro, I feel like that's peak. I feel like I fell off now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, going back into it, like within like 3 days I got like 20 subscribers. Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, at least for us.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm just happy to be back. I'm not spending anything crazy, you know, but just taking it easy.
Yeah, once you're having fun with it, that's
That's the thing I'm doing. I've been having fun playing Brawlhalla and shit, beating niggas' asses, watching niggas beef, calling out niggas dead rubbers. Shit, it's crazy. But let's get into some hip hop shit.
Yes, sir.
Everybody favorite white rapper, Jack Harlow, the Lady Killer, the Lady Slayer,
damn,
the comedian.
Bro, I implore you now to check your girl's likes, bro. He probably in there somewhere, bro. Damn. I ain't gonna lie.
Spitting.
He in there somewhere, bro.
Spitting. But enough dick riding. How we feel about Jack Harlow's new project? What do they call the kids waiting for you? Something like that?
So, yeah, it's like, I'll be home soon, kids.
It's some weird title that I didn't respect. I didn't even respect this vibe to come from him, you know?
Definitely
so not. Soon, at least.
I mean,
Cass is the only one listen to it. Too,
yeah, so. Just like that. I gave like a quick listen, you know, like I did the first album, because I'm not the biggest Jack Harlow fan. Like, I'm a casual listener. Like, if you have like a banger that like explodes, then I hear it. But
yeah, like a single.
Yeah, a good single, I hear it. I ain't gonna lie, this album was like, I guess I never used this in actually that mean it like unironically, but this album was kind of like mid. You know, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't great. You know, I saw this online, and I kind of agree. It sounded like a bad, like, Drake album, you know?
Okay.
Like,
is that a bad thing, though?
It's not a bad thing, but if you only want to hear Drake be Drake, you know? Yeah, that's what kind of sounded like. It kind of gave me, like, a bad Drake album kind of vibe, too. None of the songs were, like, super memorable. Like, I think only a couple songs, I actually only had, like, one song for that I didn't hear already. And that was the Solid Leak with Drake and him on it. He did add another verse.
He extended it.
Yeah, he had another verse, which he needed to do. Still didn't touch Drake's verse, but...
Yeah.
Overall, to me, the album was kind of like... It was decent, you know? And I felt the same way about his last album. Like, listen to it, like, from start to finish. It wasn't a real, like, dang, this is some kind of bad, I'm gonna skip it. But it wasn't like, dang, this sound kind of crazy. I kind of like it. I kind of want to hear it, like, outside.
So it's like, Jack Harlow, like, one of them top rappers? Or like,
I think Jack is kind of, like, bubbling, you know?
Yeah.
He's almost in that, well, I think he already is. I think he's in that the baby kind of bubble, you know?
Yeah.
Like the baby, Lil Baby, like, niggas who are that caliber. He not on a Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick status yet.
Mm-hmm. I honestly think, and it might just be me, I'm thinking, like, it's getting to a point where almost, like, his name is getting bigger than his music from a certain point, you know? Like I feel like now, more often, you see Jack Harlow than you hear Jack Harlow. And,
yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. He's not a likable person though. Like I don't hate the dude. I don't dislike his music. Just this album wasn't that crazy to me. Like if I had to give it like a out of 10, I'd probably get like a 5 out of 10. You know?
Damn.
Which is like
awful. That's awful.
It's not awful. It's just awful. Like it was cool. It's like wasn't great. Wasn't bad.
A 5?
Yeah, 5 out of 10, bro. It wasn't great. It wasn't good. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't bad.
So basically, Dr. Strange. But the GOAT drop. That's all we care about, because it's...
Oh, yeah.
The young, toxic... Nigga, not young no more. The old, toxic king himself. Future,
I never liked you.
Dropped his album. I don't know which one this is. The fucking bottom ninth. Nigga dropped a lot, bro.
Yeah, he drops a lot.
What's called this? I never liked you.
Yeah.
I never liked you. I ain't gonna lie, this had some hits on it, bro.
Yeah, it did.
It thoroughly impressed me. I mean, how many songs had it? Not including the new songs he added, I think it had 16 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think out of 16, I added like a good 6.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me, that's pretty good, you know, for at least like an artist like Future.
Yeah.
But how y'all feel about it?
You go first, CJ. How do you feel about it?
Yes, it's fresh in your ears.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't think it was anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is me as kind of a newbie, fresh, mm-hmm. but, you know, a little seasoned, all right? A little
mm-hmm.
seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't think anything really stood out. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't a bad album,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't a great album.
Yeah, see, I kind of agree, bro. I had like maybe 3 songs from the album. I had Puffin' on Zooties.
Yeah, that's hard.
Wait for You, obviously.
Banger,
instant classic. That's the song with Drake and Tim's. And I added I'm On One, but it's still like it's not the best. Like, it definitely grew me from the first time I heard it, because I'm about to come here and say it was the worst Drake verse like I've ever heard. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm.
But it kind of grew me a little bit. I didn't listen to it in the trailer. Like I said.
That's cheap, right?
But overall, like, I like that he, to me, I'm not a huge Future fan. I'm trying to say that first.
You know what Jay sound like in that song? You ever heard, what's that girl name? Eat it up, nigga. That's how Drake sounded in that song, bro. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the porn star?
Yeah. She made a song. And that's Drake kind of sounded, though. And I try to think about that since I heard it, like a week ago.
Like that.
Yeah. That's kind of what it sounded like.
I didn't get that vibe at all.
I'm telling you, bro. When you tell me how to twerk,
yeah.
That's what I'll be getting
with. Try me how to twerk, bro. Damn. but overall, like, a lot of the songs sounded like we heard the song before, you know, like
Future wise.
Yeah, like it felt like, okay, we heard this song from Future before. Like he probably the best to do it, because for sure he got like hits on here, bro. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people sound like Future's vibe. Like they kind of like took his whole vibe, but like he definitely started it. It just wasn't that. I feel like he didn't put his best effort into some of the songs. I think the first half was kind of strong. Second half was not strong at all. Like, kind of fell off. I will say, I did like, was it Evils? Or the song with Kodak and...
Oh, Voodoo.
Voodoo.
I deleted it, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I liked this song, listened to it, but I didn't keep it. But one reason I liked it, I like hearing Kodak on something different than, I don't normally hear him on. Like, I like him on the hook. It wasn't the sketchiest looking world, but I like the song. It was decent.
Yeah, the song sounds good. Bro, it's like one of the songs that, like, I just don't feel right listening to, you
know?
Yeah,
some steps right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
overall, I will say it's more enjoyable than Jack's album, but it wasn't, like, the craziest thing about me.
I think it was a solid project. Like, and I think it sold, like, 200K, some shit. It was just crazy, you know? That's big numbers. But to me, yeah, overall, I like the project, I can't lie. I'd probably give it a good 7.5.
He said he put in her booty maker pee-pee.
Yeah.
I was like, alright.
Oh, but that song with Young Thug and, I think, like, For a Nut, anything with that, like,
yeah,
Young Thug
yeah.
For a Nut, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That was awful. Garbage ass. Deleted.
I did think it's hilarious. There's one song where Future was like, he's almost sad, like, dang, but it's all my fault, like, I kind of messed up. And then just straight after that song, right back to bullshit.
I'm that nigga. Yeah. I'm that nigga.
ass song, by the way. But damn,
speaking of ass, I think I forgot to add it, bro. But how are you feeling about the return of King Kendrick?
King Kendrick. Did you listen to the little YouTube video he dropped?
Yeah, I watched the video.
Okay. I think the video was cool. I cannot picture myself like listening to that song like.
But I think, okay. For those that know, Kendrick Lamar came back after like how long? For, like 5 years?
Yeah, almost like 2 or 3 years, I think. Bro, you think longer than that?
It has not been no 2 years since Damn dropped.
Oh, I guess.
Damn dropped when like Rihanna making music at this.
Oh, yeah, sure. So probably 5 years. Actually.
It's been like 5 years since Damn dropped. But yeah, he's returned. And I'm guessing this is something he does a lot because it's part five. What's it called, like the heart part five?
Knowing Kendrick, it might be the first time he did that shit.
No. I think it's one of the things that he does a lot. Like kind of like Drake does, like the Toronto freestyle or yeah, the
New York City, whatever
timestamp,
Houston City, yeah, some shit like that. Yeah.
But I think it's one thing that Kendrick does. Again, these are two niggas who don't listen to Kendrick that much. I don't think it's just a song at all.
No.
Yeah. But right now it's number one trending on YouTube, and it's basically Kendrick speaking about shit that he capping like recently, not recently, all shit that he missed, you know, basically. Yeah. It's like a catch up song. It's all like that. Yeah.
Said that he been watching, he been paying attention.
Yeah. Cause he went from talking to about Nipsey, and he's like show the things about Will Smith in the fucking video.
Yeah.
So it's basically showing that like he's listening, he's been here, but he just because he hasn't been here doesn't mean he doesn't care, you know, type shit.
Yeah.
But to me, the song is one of those songs that you just listen to like one time. It's not a single, you know. It's not like supposed to be like a hit song. It's supposed to be like a just something that he actually meant. Like I guess that's what it means. That's I guess what's why it's called like the heart.
Yeah.
So, cause it's like that's what he's just talking. You're not really rapping, you know.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'm listening to Kendrick's album. Cause I'm kind of interested to hear what he's gonna talk about, you know.
And I heard it's supposed to be like a double album.
Is it?
Yep. Cause I guess it's been so long since.
Yeah. And I think it's his last like TD album. I don't know if he's gonna like sound different or what, but I don't know. I'm interested to hear what he had to say because it's been a long time since we heard from Kendrick. He's definitely one of the big dogs in the game. And I don't know. Like Grant said, I'm not really a huge like Kendrick like fan like that. But I can't say that he does rap well. So I can't say he's a bad rapper. He just to me, his songs don't be hitting that much. But
I agree.
We're gonna see, man. We're gonna see. I'm giving another chance. I think he earned that much. So I'm ready for that. What I think somebody's not ready for, bro, is Lil Nas X, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
What are you mad at?
All right. You know, Lil Nas X kind of blew up over the internet. You know, had like arguably the biggest song in the world.
I mean, all time.
Yeah, all time. So you know Lil Nas X, don't you?
Yes.
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
He's going on his first tour, man.
He is?
Yes, on his first tour. And I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't know if it's a world tour or just a country, like a I don't know what you call it, like a not a local tour, but like a just in the United States.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's gonna be a test to see if is that all that internet clout and all the like meme stuff gonna translate to people actually paying money and going to a concert and seeing them.
I think he waited too long.
You think so?
Unless he can drop another album.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should have streamed. I mean, not streamed. He should have toured last year when he dropped the what was the album? Montero.
Yeah, I think it was Montero.
He should have dropped his tour then. I ain't gonna lie. Or at least tickets, you know. Because right now I feel like he's been out of the limelight for so long. Like, I'm not saying he's come irrelevant because I think he can instantly come back. You know, I just feel like he's not as high as he was or he could have been when he could have started a tour. But you never know if he must. I feel like he must have a smash hit in his pocket that he's gonna drop, like just a single, and then go on tour.
I don't think that his fans are serious enough to like buy a ticket. To be honest, like to fill out a venue, bro. Like I think he'll get like a. Depending on how big the venue is, I think I don't think they'll pay, bro. Like, I think he had a lot of meme fans, a lot of people who, like, you know, they'll buy an album or stream an album, but I don't know if it'll translate over to, like, real sales, bro.
It depends. It depends. I feel like, is he going solo or is he bringing...
I think he's bringing Wiggles. I'm not even joking. Are you bringing Wiggles with him? I'm sure he'll have guests, but...
Why the Wiggles?
You know, some mean, funny shit. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You said the Wiggles?
Yeah.
Oh, Roy.
Damn, Jay.
Youngin' CJ. I'll tell you after that show. All right. But yeah, I just don't think that it'll translate well to real life, bro. I don't hate the dude, so I hope dude does well.
I don't think
he will, to be honest. Like, I feel like most of his people are just like, most people who like his music or like his antics online are like young, like, you know, teenagers who like, you know, they repost like.
Yeah, they kind of like Santa accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
I definitely seen him popping out crazy, but you never know. Yeah. If he brings somebody along, like.
Bringing like a Doja Cat.
Yeah, like a Doja Cat, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
I feel like they go crazy.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be able to get Ariana Grande.
Yeah, neither would I. But like, I feel like that they're the same kind of bubble. Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
When it comes to making music. Not obviously not fans. I feel like Ariana got way bigger fans than fucking.
I thought he would have did like a co-tour. Like a, I don't know what you call it, like a dual headliner tour with somebody else. I think that would make more sense than trying to do it by yourself. But he's definitely out there. I wish him the best. But
my gut tell me that his actual shows are going to be good. Like,
you think so?
Like almost on some title creator.
Yeah, show. Yeah, I think so too. He seems very artistic.
Yeah.
I just don't know if nobody be there to appreciate it, you know.
Yeah,
but you know he does have a lot of like label push, so they just make shit happen.
That's true.
But yeah, wrapping up, I think on the music stuff, let's get into like you know, it's more the media, bro, different media. One of the streaming giants, bro. What are your favorite like streaming platform before we start?
Probably YouTube.
Yeah, probably YouTube.
You're the number one.
Okay. I guess I'm kind of old because I guess I don't really look at YouTube as a stream platform, but it kind of is. Probably OG, actually. But, yeah.
I feel like you can find anything you do. You can find a nigga, a homemade movie.
Yeah.
Pause. a fucking a good TV show. Yeah. A fucking some vlogs that are, like, not really vlogs. They're like, just actually, like, content. Gideon or shit like that.
Also, like, gaming stuff.
Gaming stuff. Like, every year, I found some new shit that I never knew I liked to watch. You know, like this year... My favorite thing to watch now is fucking speedruns and like speedrun documentaries, and that's something I can never find anywhere else. Yeah, you know, without YouTube.
Yeah, that's true. So another huge platform, or at least it used to be huge. It's still huge right now, but it's Netflix, bro. Mm. And I gotta say, bro, I'm reading the tea leaves, bro. Listening to the streets, bro, and just seeing it from my own two eyes over the past like couple years. And I think it's like we're going through the downfall of Netflix, bro.
Like, I think so too.
Like. Alright, first of all, Netflix don't really be having, like, it don't have, like, a banger show. They don't keep a banger show on rotation, bro. It don't have, like, oh, shit, I gotta go Netflix because they have this show. There's no reason to have it. They used to have The Office, don't have it anymore. Like, don't have, like, a show that's, like, only on Netflix that, like, you really have to watch. It's part of the culture. Like, Disney Plus got, at least they got their Marvel shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
HBO Max got DC, Paramount Plus got freaking Paramount Plus got like Nickelodeon and stuff like that, and Amazon Prime got everything on it, so you can just go there and get Amazon Prime and you can see everything else like in one cool package, you know.
Yeah.
Hulu, Hulu's alright. Hulu got anime, but other than that,
yeah, that's true.
Netflix don't really have anything. Like they'll drop a couple cool shows like every other year. A cool show might come out. Or they have a random blow up like Squid Games.
Yeah.
But like,
I'm almost starting to look at fucking Netflix movies, exclusive movies, Netflix original movies, should I say.
Yeah.
Like Hulu original movies.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're getting bad, bro. Yes. I ain't gonna lie. Like from Texas Chainsaw to other shit that I've been watching.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, what the fuck am I watching? Like.
And it's like they bleed money on shit that no one cares about. Okay, I get it. Stranger Things. People love Stranger Things, but they have like a cult following or whatever.
Yeah,
I would never watch that shit. But I think that I read somewhere they put in like $30 million in each episode. $30 million into each episode, bro. That's nuts. I think each season had like 10 episodes each.
Mm.
$30 million is something you can be spending trying to like expand your freaking catalog, invest more into like your shows that you have, or try to like get more like partner other people. Heard they canceled a bunch of animation projects because their stocks are dropping. People start like canceling the subscriptions, and they got the nerve to start raising prices. Like every year they raise prices.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like if you had a content to back it up, then you just like freaking your leech on my bank account, bro. Like,
yeah, it is money
like,
hungry.
Yeah, you're money hungry. And I heard they're trying to break down all the password sharing and stuff like that. Like, it's like they're trying to do their best to make me hate them niggas, bro. Like, hate them.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, Netflix used to have all the bangs, bro. Netflix used to be the streaming platform.
I'm saying, yeah.
And, like, it's like they got a little competition and they got too comfortable. Like, they thought they were too big to fail. And
I think it's a little behind. It's like a little behind in like when it comes to streaming, because I feel like look at Hulu, like one of my favorite shows to watch currently is Atlanta, and every week it uploads a new episode whenever it drops.
Yes,
Netflix is still one of those shows where like that season gotta be completely over. You can't watch it with people, you know.
Yeah, and I hate to say it because that's what the whole reason the platform now streaming like exists. They're still going on the bench model, bro, for most of their shows.
Yeah.
And, like, imagine, like, a show take, you know, $30 million per episode. Mm. They spend years making it. It's not finished in 2 days. Right? Now what? And when it comes, like, there's a show on Hulu called A Girl from Plainview. Mm. I'm watching it, and it's pretty good. And it's good to the point where, like, dang, I can't wait for the next episode. But you gotta wait a week each episode. And then you keep coming back to that platform.
And you check out other content, too.
Yes, other content. Oh, shit. It'll take you to another show, even though you might hate that shit.
But I hate that shit. This is when the credit not even over.
Yeah.
Netflix is awful with that, too.
Yes.
Like, as soon as the credit come on, boom, yes. Next thing. I'm like, damn, nigga, can I enjoy the credit scenes? Can I enjoy the credit music, at least? Can I get a nigga the respect?
Yes. I just feel like Netflix don't have the catalog to raise the prices, to, like, try to cut down on shit. I did hear, which I don't know if it's real or not, I just heard, like, a rumor of it. They're thinking about adding, like, a free Netflix version, but with ads. Like, would that be cool with you? Like, would you?
I mean, I still don't pay for Netflix, allegedly. Mm. Allegedly.
I hear that shit, bro.
So, I guess that wouldn't affect me, you know? Mm. But, I mean, free is always good for everybody, you know? So, I don't know. I still don't know. I wouldn't do that. I'll just focus more on making better content.
Yeah.
Than trying to make it free.
And it's crazy because... I'll give you a second to that. It's crazy because, like, Netflix used to have such like, a cultural pool. Like, literally, I believe, in my opinion, Breaking Bad would have failed. Yeah, and Walking Dead would have failed if it weren't for Netflix. Like, they were dead in the world. No one's turning on freaking AMC but your grandma.
Well, yeah. I think it was too hard to catch up, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, it was good to have it on Netflix. So, like, you see, like, okay, let's say it was trending one night, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's like, what the fuck? What's Breaking Bad? All on Netflix.
Yeah.
And so, like, okay, oh, shit, so Netflix, I can watch it, and then catch up, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like that definitely was a pioneer in making some shows successful as it was.
Yeah. I feel like they need to focus less on originals and more on partnerships, bro. Because cable is dying, bro. It's literally dying. And what all the other companies are doing is they're eating the scraps, grabbing people. Like, Hulu grab FX. That's why you get Atlanta, you get Snowfall. Yeah. Yep. HBO grab DC. And they're grabbing Discovery Plus soon. Like,
and HBO, I don't know how HBO Max got the whole deal with movies dropping so soon in their platform.
Warner
deal with it.
Yes. Netflix.
If y'all spend 30 minutes on fucking Stranger Things,
yes,
spend some bread on that. Get some exclusives.
To movies that no. Okay. This whole topic about freaking like the MCU movies, the Marvel Super movies from taking over theaters. Mm-hmm. Like, get the movies that I say niggas don't care about, but like
I'm saying partner with Sony, bro. Like, yes. like let's say how versus Spider movies. I feel like let's take Spider movies, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say how you know, got Uncharted. Mm-hmm. I think Uncharted just dropped Blu-ray or dropped digitally.
Yeah.
This week, yes. Nigga, picture that shit being on Netflix immediately. Bro, that'd be a smash.
Stars should not exist right now. If Netflix was on top of that shit, Stars should not exist.
I agree.
They should have everything that Stars has. It should be gone, bro. Like, it's crazy. Like, I bought Stars just because, like, I thought Spider-Man was coming out pretty soon. Sooner than it was. So, when I clicked on that.
No Way Home?
Yeah, I thought No Way Home coming out sooner to Stars than it was. So, and it's on sale, bro. But they had the first. They got Homecoming.
They got Toby.
Yeah, they got Homecoming. They got Toby Venom. Andrew. If you got Venom 1 and 2.
Venom.
Yeah. And they had the Drama Super movie. Like, dang, bro, why? why am I going to freaking... The only stars has keeping alive is literally power. I don't know what else keeps stars alive but power. So, and people, and old people freaking forgetting they have the tradition. Other than that, stars should not be... Not be... I should not have stars on my account, bro. When Netflix exists, bro. Mm-hmm. So, what are you going to say, CJ?
What I was going to say is, you think Netflix is trying to be the jack of all trades? Like, every type of media that exists?
I definitely see them trying shit that other people aren't trying. Like, how they always said they was, like, trying to, like, team up with, like, gaming shit.
Yeah.
I haven't heard Hulu say anything like that or what else is in the platform? I keep forgetting. HBO Max.
Yeah.
I definitely see it. I feel like Netflix is the most experimental, but I feel like it comes at the same detriment. Like,
yeah, because they had, like, that one Black Mirror, like, season where you can, like, interact and choose and shit like that. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, Netflix used to be the GOAT, bro. And now it's like, I don't know. Like besides like YouTube, like, and speaking of YouTube has the platform where, like, they don't have to spend no money, bro. Like, they'll sign a couple content creators. Mm-hmm. But really, people upload this shit for free. And it's content good, it blow up, bro. Yeah. Like, they literally don't have to spend anything. They just sit there and collect money, collect ads. Like, I don't know. Maybe ads is the right platform, right way to go to Netflix, but I don't know. I can't see myself in a year having Netflix if they don't freaking set the game up. Like, if something look cool, I might buy it for a month and then cancel it again.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I think that's it for the
One more thing?
Yeah.
Netflix doing JoJo dirty. That's what I'm about to say.
What? What you mean today?
Bro. Anyways, he don't got that
one. <All right. laughs> JoJo is trash, though, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't need to catch up on the season, bro. I actually heard it's good.
But y'all want to get into the review real quick?
Yeah. Mm. That's right.
Never mind. Okay, yeah, whatever. I'm thinking we do spoiler and no spoiler.
No.
Cause I feel like we're not going to talk about it as weaknesses.
All right. I mean...
So I said, like, we do the no spoiler first, and then we'll go ahead and spoil this.
Okay.
You start off, though.
All right. No spoiler review for Doctor Strange. All right, we're gonna do a spoilers afterwards. You know, give you a chance to skip. You know, might do time steps. I don't know, but
we're not.
Yeah. Okay, we went to see Doctor Strange this weekend. Accidentally bought first day tickets, bro. Not trying to buy a first day.
But that wasn't that bad, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Like, the seats, we had good seats. Yeah. These weren't reclinable.
Yeah, weren't reclinable. Yeah, I know. I'm lucky no tall nigga sat in front of me. But yeah, Doctor Strange came out. I was highly anticipating this movie. I know, CJ, you weren't that much.
I wouldn't say I wasn't worried about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
We excited for it.
I wasn't really that excited for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was. I'm thinking, like, oh, shit. They're about to break. Because I didn't fall for all the rumors this time, but I did think there'd be some secrets in there that, like, we didn't see, you know?
Yet again, I feel like the internet / trailers gave you too much.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Even Kevin Feige said...
Oh, shit. That's too much to spoil, isn't it? I know.
Even Kevin Feige said that the trailer sold too much. But, yeah. Overall, I think the movie was freaking solid. I think it was a solid movie. I think it was a solid movie, but like a bad MCU movie, if that makes sense. I like the style of the movie. I like the freaking transitions from scene to scenes. I thought that was cool. I like the horror aspects of the movie.
Yeah, that's fire.
I like that they weren't afraid to be, like, violent, you know? Like, I thought that was cool, like the violence in the movie. What was I like? I like most of the fighting on there. Most of the fight scenes and stuff like that on there were cool. I don't know. I like the just like the colors and shit like that. I thought it was cool. I thought it was like a pretty looking movie. I don't know why.
Yeah, it definitely got a different vibe watching it.
Yeah,
than the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
One thing I did.
I was gonna say, let me, like, be the mediator, all right? Because I know.
Don't forget, that's what I'm supposed
to do. Yeah, that's what you know, I like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I can't say anything without spoiling it, so you can go ahead and go.
Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, that'd be got me thinking. But yeah, I do disagree. I thought the fight scenes weren't that good. Mm. I can't, on the top of my head, I can't remember one fight scene in my head. Mm. I remember freaking. Yeah. I remember key moments, but yeah. It wasn't really a fight, you know? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's get my dislikes. I didn't like, I get why she don't talk that much in movies, bro. Elizabeth Olsen, I didn't like her acting that much.
Wanda?
Wanda. I think she's good at, like, her body language, her facial expressions, she's great at, like, showing what she's, what, like, what's going through her mind. But when she talked, bro, I couldn't believe her, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It seemed like this shit could have been, like, talked out with her, bro. Like, they could have just talked it out. Like, whenever she talked, it just kind of made me cringe, bro. Like, there's a scene where, like, America Chavez, like, is, like, fighting somebody, and she says something, like, uh-uh. And it, like, made me, like, cringe so hard, bro. Like, I don't know. I feel like America Chavez, like, I won't say that she's a bad character, but I feel like, the way they wrote her, like, her literal lines, it seemed like she wasn't made for being that movie. Like, it seemed like she was, I guess she's from different multiverse, but, like, it's like she didn't feel like she was part of the movie. Like, she felt like a short thumb, like, it's kind of stuck out, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I won't say her acting was bad, but it's just like when she wanted to talk, it didn't seem believable. Like I mean, this is the director's fault, but like when Dr. Strange talked, it felt like, dang, okay, this nigga is serious. This is like,
yeah, he's yeah. Like, I feel like
his tone is just like, this is the movie. When she talked, it felt like a Disney Channel original. Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like she wasn't demonstrating, like, the way she's acting. Mm-hmm. You can't tell what happened to her. You know?
Yeah.
Like she's not acting like such all this bad shit happened to her whole life. Yeah. Like all this bad events have been, like, going around through her whole life. People lose people, all that shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
She act like every day is sunny, you know? Yeah. And I didn't get that vibe of her being, like, scared or anything like that. Like normal human feelings, I didn't get that from her. She's mm-hmm. still, like, more like a character, you know?
Yeah. The CGI at some points
was really bad.
Really bad.
Especially, I expect it to be so bad so early.
Yeah.
Like, even the first...
Bro, it started off with bad CGI. So what in the world, bro?
I thought it was alright, but...
I don't know if it's a spoiler. I don't know why I say this to a spoiler. For it to be called Multiverse of Madness, I'll wait to spoiler for you. They could locate the multiverse of part of it. That's all I'll say before we get into spoilers.
Nah, they could lower the madness.
Yeah.
Multiverse of calmness.
Yeah. Exactly. I like the couple cameras that we saw. There were no, like, I guess, bad ones, you know. I was hoping for more. Nothing crazy, but I was hoping for more. But the cameras were cool. Music was cool.
No.
You like music?
I like music. I can't remember anything from it.
I like the rock music when she's, like, doing her thing, you know.
Not better than Batman.
I can't remember anything.
Yeah. Not better than Batman music. I don't know. What else can I do without spoiling? Overall, like, it, to me, fun movie. I give it a solid, what did I give it? I give Batman 7.
Give Batman a 6, almost.
6, yeah, but I think it's 6.5, something like that.
Yeah.
I give the movie a 7.5, almost 8. I give it a 7.8, bro. Almost 8, bro. That's how I give it.
I give the movie 6.5.
6.5?
Yes.
Crazy. Okay, when the spoiler come out, when we get the spoilers, you gotta explain that, bro.
I will.
All right, CJ, what do you give it? Out of 10.
I'm giving this movie like a 7.
7 out of 10?
Yeah.
Alright, solid. Alright.
It's 5 points more than me. It's 0.5 more than me.
Alright. That's the spoiler free review.
Y'all been warned.
I'm gonna, if you fast forward, I'm gonna do some weird hand wavy shit, bro, so you know that we're going into spoilers, alright?
Go ahead and do this.
Yeah, the world's about to forget we never spoiled a movie.
I would say give it a solid 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Yeah, right. I feel like 6 minutes would be done by that mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Guess what a shit, bro.
One of those bad villain.
One is a bad villain. Yeah. Written this way, she's a bad villain, bro.
I got Carrie vibes a lot during the movie.
Yes, a lot of Carrie vibes.
I feel like they tried to do it on purpose.
Yeah, a lot of Carrie vibes.
Carrie?
It's a horror movie.
Oh. Yeah. Sometimes they played this. They stretched out the horror aspect too long. Like
when they were in that tunnel.
Yeah.
With the Wanda.
The zoom in on everybody's face was not necessary.
It was like 3 minutes, bro. Like,
I said, these some ugly niggas, bro. Like, it was too unnecessary when, like, that Wanda's chasing them through the freaking sewer fast as hell for no reason. Why they waited for her? I guess he gets to pull the water down on top of her.
Yeah.
Possibly kill a Wanda who didn't do anything. What do I think? Like, I put the gargantuan little octopus shit. Was like, I don't know. It felt like it wasn't needed. Like it felt like
I feel like they did that more for that trailer to throw it off.
Yeah, like
because in the trailer, do we know they're fighting against Wanda?
No.
Oh, well, you spoiled that in. You spoiled that to the nigga. Oh.
Oops. We know Wanda fighting like Captain Marvel and shit. We knew she wasn't like okay. This is me before I got from trailer without like no spoilers.
Uh-huh.
I thought that Wanda wasn't a good guy, but she wasn't evil. I thought they were like they had the same goal, but like she was going her own path about it. Like she wasn't like she was like bad adjacent, you know?
Yeah. I thought it was like good cop bad cop.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. No, I will say Wanda did not come play with me, bro. She was not playing all these niggas, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, she was badass, but she wouldn't be badass.
Yes. They. I remember when the Disney Plus show was first announced. They said. Somebody asked Kevin, I think, do we have to watch the Disney Plus shows to understand the movies? No, the movies are pretty standalone. I feel if you didn't watch WandaVision, you would not understand the movie that much, bro. Like you would not get it.
Like, I feel like you would catch on.
You'd catch on,
but it definitely wouldn't have been enjoyable. You definitely enjoyed it way more seeing her. Like you would have felt more of her. You would have felt more sympathetic what she's trying to do. You know,
Jeez. Last time we saw her, she was crying because he ripped freaking. Vision's head, and now she knows magic. Now, like she could like lift it up. That's all we knew.
Yeah.
Now we said she can get into people's minds. Like I love that scene where she like she was like going side to side. Like, which niggas weak, bro? Which niggas gonna get scared? And she's like, find one nigga and like run. And he ran it.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, hey, everybody.
that's just for like Aaron Yeager, bro. Ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I know that Shaw when we watched the movie.
Yes. The beginning scene of Supreme Strange and America Chavez running. Mm-hmm. The CGI on that was horrible.
Yes, when it's like dodging.
Yes, it was horrible, man. When his lifeless body was flopping through to like the portal, bro. I thought it looked bad on the trailer. So I can't trailer. It's not look that great. I thought it looked better like on the action movie. Nah, shit, that looked
like. That was the trailer?
Yeah, him like flipping through the like the madness, like flipping through the multiverse shit.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to go from different versions, like from like the cartoon, all that shit?
No, not that one. The one where like. His body is like flipping like sideways, then it flashes to like Doctor waking up.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know why you like that was a cool transition to me, like of him flipping and them getting back up again. Like I appreciated that, but what did I do? Wanda wasn't that good of a villain, like you said, because like
her motives were way too like her way to get her goal was way too extreme. Yes. Like bro. You know damn well if your kids find out you did all this shit, they're gonna hate you. Or like anything of that sort, like it just didn't make no sense.
Yeah.
Like I feel like there's more than one way to get the multiverse, you know?
Yeah.
Then it just killed this bitch.
I mean, just go to a version where like Vision is still alive and just do it again.
like rebuild Vision.
I also did understand how the kids were still alive. Like, I thought that she was like a magic hex to like make them pretty much.
Yeah. And I didn't get okay, just make a reality where your kids are alive at your house.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why she needs to make a bubble. Like okay, she make a bubble against this whole city in the WandaVision show.
Yeah.
Why didn't she just make a bubble around like herself?
Yeah. You know, I was hoping that like if they weren't going the multiverse route, I'm like, she could just do this herself to the whole planet. Like, she just
made she could just make them this whole planet. Yeah. Yeah, we all on her a spell, but she's not doing anything besides.
Yeah, and I thought they were going to make her do that, were like, okay, if I can't have my kids are like in the multiverse, I'll make them here. Like, and she just freaking rewrite the whole universe. That's why we got freaking mutants and shit. I thought it was gonna be that. Like, that's what we get the freaking mutants. That's what we get Fantastic Four. Like, her energy like goes throughout and start betting niggas. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I thought was gonna happen. She like completely rewrite shit, and she happy ever after. But shit changed. You know?
I just hate movies when everything could be solved like super. Like, okay, like when it doesn't. They didn't have to do what I had to do to get to solve the movie, you know? Yeah. All they really had to do was train, what's her name, Miss America or something like that? Or
America Chavez.
Yeah. America Chavez, how to use the power.
Yeah.
Like Strange could have went somewhere, trained her for like a day or two mm-hmm. on how to use the power, because that's all it really took.
Yeah.
It was like a day mm-hmm. for her to use her power, and then she could just say, here are your kids. Like, yeah. like, here's a glimpse of what they will see of you. Yeah. And that was it. That's all they had to do.
Here's the universe where you die, and your kids are alone. I don't understand, like, what was it? I didn't like that, like, fuck, what was I gonna say, like, I didn't like that they had to move up to be, like, all multiverses, like, you can see, like, some old, like, Fox shit and stuff like that.
Mm, but, like, three.
You saw three multiverses, bro, if that. Like, when it flying through the portals, I thought, like, it'd be a cool way to, like, oh, this universe, this happened. This universe, that happened. Like, they were in other universes for, like, literally, like, a second. And
I thought it'd be, like, I thought it'd be, maybe, like, 3-minute segments in each universe, you know? Like, see Toby fucking, like, sling past some shit like that. Yeah. Oh, shit, get you out of there. See Venom some shit.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. Like, or see Logan or some shit. Like, yes. Like I know that's way too ambitious, I guess, for me, like, just watching it now. Mm-hmm. But just, like, a little bit more. And yet again, like I said earlier before we got into spoilers, I feel like the trailer / online internet kind of ruined the movie again. Because mm-hmm. literally everything that people said minus... Okay, it was everything people said less. Okay? Yeah. So people already said Fantastic Four is going to be there.
Yeah.
It wasn't Fantastic Four. It was just...
Fantastic One.
Yeah, it was just Dr. Reed. And then nigga was like, yes, I'm going to be there. Just press your S. Mm-hmm. And then nigga was like, Superior Iron Man going to be in there. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of Black Cat and Marvel. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. I mean, yeah, I guess you can't get what you want. It's not fucking, every movie's not gonna be home, no way home, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wish if they wasn't gonna do anything else to surprise us, mm-hmm. I wish they'd kept that more tight rap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like if they gonna show us, Professor X, then you must have you need to have Logan somewhere typed up that we're not gonna see until the end of the movie.
I feel like in an old movie, bro. An older movie, like 2008 or 2009, like maybe like before that, they would not have shown that, bro. You would have came to the movie theater and be like, the Illuminati will see you now. And everybody would have screamed, like, what the hell? Like, that would have been crazy. They would not have freaking, like, let. I don't understand, like, why they showed it, bro.
And I don't even know. I'll show it now, like, because I kind of see some more glimpse of the movie. Mm-hmm. Cause I can't watch it again, you know, obviously, yeah. Going to theater. So I watch Chiller. And I didn't even know it fucking spoiled Captain Carter. Yes,
her like jetpacking, like
bro. I'm like, what the fuck would you show that?
Why would you show it?
It's like that's literally everybody damn near besides Mr. Fantastic has been shown.
Yes.
It's like, bro. It's like y'all want people to have a already experienced movie before they experience the movie. Like,
yes.
The movie is for experiencing it. Like, the trailers are just for getting a little tiny little taste to make you want to experience it.
Yeah.
Like, you experience it through the trailers. Like I said the same thing earlier about this is kind of like side tangent about before you watch the movie, it's the trailers. And for a trailer, one trailer was Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, I feel like they showed so many moments in that movie, mm-hmm. and the trailer was so long. It was like a minute 30 at least long, like of a trailer of Jurassic Park. And they showed like crazy moments. I'm like, no, it's like no way the movie will be better than this trailer.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, Marvel's doing the same thing, and y'all know y'all shit is like based off of hype and hype moments. If you show all the hype moments, then it's gonna water down the effect.
Yes, exactly. And it makes it feel disappointing, like I'm not disappointing Illuminati, but like I spent like, okay, they showed us this, we already knew it was happening, so what didn't they show us, you know? And it's like, no, we kinda showed you it already. You know?
I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like if y'all gonna show Professor X, if y'all gonna show Captain Marvel, if y'all gonna show
Peggy.
You see, y'all gonna show Peggy.
I'm pretty sure they didn't show Black Bolt. And I ain't care about that nigga.
Yeah, I'm saying, like then y'all need to have somebody in the cut hiding, bro. Like, are some surprise that we don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. Not just fucking him getting the third eye. Nigga, yeah. We don't give a fuck, okay? Yes. It's like, yeah, I just didn't like that. I didn't like all the, everything, literally every moment of us, every surprise character was auto-revealed before the movie, yes. Damn near. I didn't like that at all.
I didn't like it. What else? CD, you got any thoughts?
Final thoughts. Just basically what y'all said. The movie wasn't all that. The trailer spoiled it. We saw Professor X.
It was weak. It was just weak.
I did like. I like how quick she killed all them niggas, bro. Huh? I like how quick she killed all them niggas.
I didn't like how. It's like you get this little feeling when watching something that like it feel like it's so predictable. Mm-hmm. Like once you get one of them, I'm like, okay, oh, they're off and die. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't like that feeling. Okay, it was just okay. Now it's time for Miss Fantastic to die. Oh, now I'm the first person to die. Now mm-hmm. it's time for Captain Marvel to die. Mm-hmm. It feels so. I don't know the word. You know, like. I guess predictable is a word, but it just feels so forced almost, you know?
Yeah.
It feels forced that they're finna die, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's some final destination.
Die with no damage, bro. No.
Yeah. It almost feels like some final destination shit. Like they're gonna die, you just don't know when.
Yes.
And I didn't like that feeling when all the Illuminati came out to fight Captain Marvel.
And then, like, for her to, like, do all that shit, and just for her to be swayed, like, oh shit, I'm kind of doing the wrong thing.
And now the niggas is dead, and she's okay.
Yeah,
she kills herself.
Yeah, she's not dead. No way.
I know.
No way. It felt so inconsequential, bro. Okay, this is why I said it was a bad MC movie. A decent movie, bad MC movie. If you took this movie out of existence, never popped out, it really nothing changed. Story did not change, bro. Like it's almost like a filler episode, bro. Like it's like a freaking episode of like freaking. I don't know, freaking Power Rangers, bro. Like, oh shit, some cataclysmic event is happening. Oh, we saw the problem. The city says, all right, back to normal. Like it literally didn't happen.
I'm pretty sure one to come back can come back as a hero.
Yeah,
save somebody's life, and like, oh, you're back, and then that's it. And they're not really gonna just this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not strange that they got a third eye now.
That shit look ugly as hell, bro. Like,
and I think it looked bad CGI too.
Horrible CGI.
It looked like a filter, like a little filter. If I cover it, put some glasses on, we wouldn't know where I was.
Yes, bro. If you black, yeah, I don't see you.
Yeah.
That shit was just CGI was shoddy, bro. Like it was bad, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I do wish that like I like director style, like Sam Raimi style.
Yeah.
I think he would make a cool Hulk movie, bro. I think he'd make a great Hulk movie. Like
Mark Ruffalo.
If done right, bro. Like the violence, the like horror aspect, that'd be cool, bro.
I don't think can you even fix Hulk without redoing him?
You mean like the whole perfect Hulk thing? Like
the Mark Ruffalo right now, can you fix that Hulk without redoing him?
Yes.
How?
Make him give him back his savageness, bro.
How can he go from dabbing, making chimichangas, to going back to fucking demolishing Thor and Captain America type shit?
I don't get him, man, like a mental break or something.
Somebody overrated
someone with Gamma, and he's like more Hulk than person. And like, I don't know, he's like Hulk all the time. Like, I don't know.
I can't see it, man. I can't see him just that nigga, bro.
Hulk is such an iconic character. It's just hard. I feel like it's hard to mess him up that much. And I feel like they kind of.
Yeah, it was really. I don't know how they did so bad with Hulk.
Like, I think Thor Ragnarok Hulk was the
perfect mix. Yeah.
Perfect Hulk.
Yeah.
Wasn't freaking genius. Wasn't stupid, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it was still him. It's still Bruce Banner in there. But he wasn't freaking... He was still Hulk, you know? Like, he won't go kill his friends. But he's still freaking angry as hell. You won't mess with him, Hulk.
Yeah.
Now, he ain't as big as he's supposed to be, bro. He kind of like...
Yeah, he kind of nigga like Drake, bro.
Yeah. Fake Drake. Like, I don't know, man. This movie just seemed unconsequential. Didn't really change anything for MCU. Wasn't much madness in that shit, bro. I probably could talk about with Wanda, bro. Sat her down, like, bro, you bugging.
And, like, they literally could have just put her in a dream of her seeing this.
Yeah.
Like, that's all she did. Was just all it took was Wanda seeing how her kids react. If she could bust in that bitch and just kill their mom and took the place.
Yes.
Like, that's all it took. So, all Dr. Strange had to do, I'm sure one of them niggas could pull an illusion. To make her feel like she's in that reality when they see her doing this shit mm-hmm. at the beginning of the movie. So I'm like, that's all it took. Like, yeah. Just her to see a little glimpse. I mean, that was weak as hell, bro. Yeah.
Confirmed Doctor Strange has no bitches in any multiverse, bro. And I guess they're trying to build in the Secret Wars, maybe. The post-credit scene of him, like, his eyeball popping out and he jumping in the...
That bitch is lame as hell.
Jumping in the portal with freaking... What's her name? Whatever, Hamiltona. I didn't get hype, bro. I didn't like. Oh shit! This hype, bro. It was like, okay, another Doctor Strange story.
I was not. That outfit was lame as hell. It looked like some Power Rangers shit.
Dead like some Power Rangers shit. It looked like Power Rangers shit.
Bro. I don't know who she was. My remember cool character, but
I think she's like the niece of Dormammu. Don't care. But I get, the idea is like there's more incursions coming on. And we need you to stop it, which kind of plays into like Secret Wars, where like the new Secret Wars, where Doctor Doom makes a bunch of people from different universes, like heroes and villains, fight each other for the universe to survive. Like that's how Miles get over to the main universe and all that stuff. Like it's a cool like way to like introduce it, but like I wish they played more into that. Into
this. Like I would have rather.
Bring Vision back. What the hell? Why did you bring Vision back, bro?
I'm saying I would have rather the end credit scene could have been like at least it would have been worth it if like let's say I can't remember his name. America Chavez.
Yeah, America Chavez. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like an end credit scene. Like maybe somewhere she left a crack open somewhere. Like she left a hole somewhere. Mm-hmm. So at least I feel like okay, I watched shit and now I know that at least. It's a chance that, you know, someone could slip through the cracks or, like, it's a hole that someone could just come through.
Yeah, or somebody came in while she was, like, seeking, like, wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's probably my last thought on it. Bro, if you wanted to care about American Travis event, bro, why did make her family's death so hilarious, bro? Why did make her mom's death so hilarious, bro? And she's just, nope, I ain't going there. That's hilarious, man.
I don't know. This is one name, bro. It's like even a 6.5, bro.
Nah, but you bugging with a 6.5.
Batman's still better. I ain't gonna lie.
No, it's not. Batman's still better. No, it's not.
In 10 years, I'd rather watch Batman than this.
I don't know, man. But yeah. So obviously not better than no Spider-Man.
Way. Hell no.
Better Shang-Chi?
I watched Shang-Chi.
No.
You're bugging.
I don't think it's better than Shang-Chi. Well, yes, yeah, they've been changing.
But they're Eternals.
Yeah, they've been Eternals.
Alright, so second best Phase 4 so far.
That's not hard.
Yeah. But add on to our MCU talk, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I think it's time. I think the drop coming, bro. I think this is the last MCU movie that I'm hyped for a while, bro.
Yeah, I feel that.
We got Thor coming out, I think, next month. I mean, I'm going to watch it, but I don't know if it's going to be like a... I'm not in a rush to watch it, you know?
I think it depends on how Christian Bale's performance is going to be.
Yeah. I think if I show a trailer with him in it, I might get hyped for it. But I'll just show the nigga running and I won't be gone no more, bro. Like, I didn't get hyped for the Jamie Foxx story. Knew he was coming. Told us already.
Yeah. Don't know why he spoiled that.
I don't know.
I think that movie might have more of an effect than Doctor Strange. Yeah.
It might. Not really hyped for Guardians of the Galaxy. Like,
hell no. I hate Chris Pratt, bro. He nigga same character every movie. I'm sorry.
Bro.
Okay. And I still blame him for the whole... I blame him for everything to you, bro. I blame him for Iron Man death. I blame him for all that shit.
Shut tangent, bro. Chris Pratt, he gotta stop with the freaking making believe that he gonna stop dinosaurs from putting his hands up like this. Bro.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta
stop that damn T-Rex or Velociraptor. Whoa, relax, chill, bro. You not stopping T-Rex.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, my fault. My fault, dog. Consent? No, nigga. He gonna eat your ass. Literally. But anyway, not hype for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Marvel.
Miss Marvel. Sleeping on that shit, bro.
Miss Marvel.
I know that I'm being missed, because they, all this week, they dropping snippets. They dropping screenshots. Dropping everything. No other show they're doing that for. Miss Marvel, bro. And I think it's PG, too. Come on, bro.
Was Moon Knight good?
Moon Knight was alright. Moon was alright.
I thought Moon Knight would be night every time.
It did. But when I woke up, bro, I watched my first, when I first wake up, bro, it's good.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, he is probably the best actor in the MCU. Like, he had his ass off in that movie. He won season 2 so bad, bro. Oscar Isaac, he had his ass off in there. But the CGI was kind of shitty. I didn't care about the villain. It's something you'll watch, like...
Did it affect MCU or no?
I think the person made it where it did not, like, mess with everybody. I can't even tell, like, where it could be at. But it's something that, like, dang, ain't nothing else. I got food in my hand. I got food. Nothing to watch. Turn that. You watch it. You like it. But it's not, like, it's not consequential. But, yeah, nothing... I think maybe She-Hulk I might be not hyped for it, but probably gonna watch that weekly.
Oh yeah, yeah, I am interested in that. How they do that? Maybe it should be a better Hulk than him.
Secret Invasion. I'm hyped for that. Even though I heard it's gonna be a fucking comedy. What the hell?
New Square episode.
Samuel Jackson laugh track. Come on, bro. Other than that, bro, Black Panther 2 eventually.
I'm not hyped by that either.
I'm hyped for that. Armor Wars, whenever that come out, that'd be cool. Ironheart, when that come out, that'd be cool. But like these next like few, I think like a year or so.
Hey, the next movie I'm probably excited for probably Blade.
Yeah, yeah, Blade. I'm not. I mean, I'm not a freaking super Fantastic Four like Stan, but I'm not even hyped for that kind of Fantastic Four like that, bro.
Yeah, neither am I.
I'm gonna see it. Like, I probably gonna see all the movies in theaters. Maybe. Are you seeing Thor in theaters?
Probably.
Little Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hell no.
I don't know, man. It just shit. DC is a chance, bro.
Yeah, exactly. DC is your chance, bro.
It's a chance right here. Catch up. Catch up, man.
Aquaman 2. Number 3. Here I go.
Amber. But, Amber died somehow. I don't know what happened.
Still having her, bro. Dang. Shit, her ass up in the sea. But CJ, I see your topic here. CJ, see your topic here. Now, explain this today. Go on, enter this topic again real quick.
I come to the realization.
Mm-hmm. What?
These yeah. past few weeks, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That One Piece is the best anime.
Of all time?
Of all time, or best anime you watched, or...
All time.
See, you gotta... See, you better have some support behind that, CJ. You better have some kind of, like, logic behind it, CJ.
I know what people might be saying. Oh, One Piece? Oh, that got, like, 3,000 episodes? Mm-hmm. Bro. When I tell you this story, all right? This mm-hmm. story, just expansive, all right? Mm-hmm. Expansive. I feel like if you really watch One Piece, there's at least a couple episodes that you will like.
Damn, nigga, a couple?
at least one, all right? At least one.
Is Akano still alive? Akano?
Okay, dude. He's still alive, nigga. Yeah. Nigga smoking on that ace pack right now. Big ol' cigar.
Not touch? Damn. He's like, slap ace.
Why did he not slap ace? Why did Luffy not slap ace yet?
Cause he's worried about his crew, bro. That's... Mm. Plus, he's trying to...
I'm gonna shut it down and say One Piece is not the same as today.
Yeah. But in Naruto? You want to complete squeeze like this from Naruto to Shippuden?
She's a knight, bro. Like...
Okay, at least stand on the city. Better Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Damn, Nick said that easily.
Damn, bro.
Alright, okay, so what makes you think is the best anime today? Like, break it down a little more.
Okay, so... To be honest with you, the story is the main selling part, alright?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I'll just go with the character, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I pick?
Pick Luffy, whatever.
Yeah,
I was that nigga developer, I ain't gonna lie.
I guess just go Luffy, alright? Luffy went from a knucklehead pirate, alright?
Mm-hmm.
A knucklehead rookie pirate. Mm-hmm.
To a knucklehead captain pirate.
To someone that his team can actually count on, bro.
Okay.
Like.
Space.
Damn, you know, should go get any cases. I do agree that today. I don't think Luffy developed that much. I feel like he's still the same person, but he's just stronger. And now he can talk more shit because he's stronger.
Mm. You don't think he developed from when Ace died, alright? When Jinbei is trying to help him, you know? You don't think he developed from that?
No, I just think he's got stronger. That's literally what he did.
Mm.
Like, to me, I feel like, okay, if Zoro died, okay, he having the same meltdown. What Ace dies.
Mm.
So I don't think he developed that much.
Bro, you cannot say the One Piece is the best anime with Attack on Titan right there, bro. With Attack on Titan sitting right there, bro. You cannot. You can't say that, bro. That's all I gotta say, bro.
I feel like those are the, like,
you can't. Oh, it's, you can't compare.
It's too far. It's too far, bro. You can't. Like, look at the description of One Piece and look at Attack on Titan, bro. Like, it's too hard to compare, bro. I'm sorry. Like, it's two different shows, two different lanes. Like, to me, it's like comparing an anime to a real TV show. Because mm-hmm. that's damn near what Attack on Titan is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I definitely agree. If you're going to throw Titanic in there. You can have a debate of what show's better. I think, okay, I put Devil's Advocate today, okay? You know I like One Piece, but if someone had to say, what is One Piece even about?
What is One Piece about? I'm nigga saying that. What is it about, CJ?
Alright. If I had to say, alright, it's about one man on his journey to become the Pirate King.
Okay, what does that entail? Like, how does it become Pirate King? What does Pirate King, like, mean?
Finding the One Piece.
Okay, he got any closer to finding that shit?
Yes.
Okay, what if I were to say that, okay, if the main story is about finding the One Piece, okay, mm-hmm. Why is he doing so many sanctioned, like, quests that does nothing for it, does nothing for it, like going to the Wano arc, or the Big Mom makes sense, okay, the Wano arc, what's that doing finding One Piece?
Because other pirates mm-hmm. want to find the One Piece, uh-huh. And plus, they're also enemies from him.
So he stayed down enemies to get down to get the One Piece to him for himself.
I'm calling right now, bro. Huh? I'm calling right now, bro. When y'all get to end that show, whenever 20 years from now, when they find that show finally end, the nigga who owns the One Piece gonna be like, the One Piece is inside of you all the time. You are the One Piece.
Hang on, I might delete the show. for everybody. Delete show everybody. Like why they did Dragon Ball Hero. Dragon Ball Superhero. CJ, BS, CJ, I ain't gonna lie, I don't think that's it.
Y'all be sleeping on One Piece,
that's what I'm saying. I like One Piece, but...
I'm still sleeping.
I think Berserk better than One Piece, I ain't gonna lie. But, this is the last topic. Alright. Mm-hmm. Bosses that ruin your childhood. Now...
I know y'all got something to say about this.
Nigga, you don't? The fuck? Yeah. For those...
Games are
easy. Who don't understand...
Games are easy, bro, for her.
You know what I'm saying? For those who don't understand this topic, okay, mm-hmm. This is basically... Them bosses that made you stay up the long nights, crying mm-hmm. your eyes out, calling you names mid-fight, mm-hmm. beating the fuck out of you, mm-hmm. no matter what age, you know?
Yes.
From age zero mm-hmm. to age 15, bro, like, it don't matter. They just took me the hands. No matter how good you thought you were at the game, mm-hmm. when you met that nigga, he told you were nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. All right, so, like, what are you talking about? I'm going to give my first one. Right. I kind of gave it a hint, all right? Mm-hmm. It would easily have to be... what's his name? No, Mortal Kombat.
Shao Kahn.
Shaolin yes.
Monks.
Oh my god.
That was my list, too.
Do we even beat him?
I think we beat him.
Yeah. But he would literally call you names.
You trash!
And I don't know how many times me guys got in the fight, because it's a two player game, okay?
Yeah.
So, I was Kung Lao.
Yeah.
Cassie was Liu Kang, okay? Yeah. We fighting, I keep fighting the game.
Shao Kahn,
okay, yeah. And so you're in this big old desert playing field, all right?
Like an arena.
Like an arena. And he like the host, and he like that fucking the king of that place, whatever it is.
Yes.
And he steps down in the last one. After you fight fucking Goro.
You fight Goro and somebody else, right? You fight Shang Tsung, I believe.
Might.
You fight Shang Tsung, then you fight, it's not Goro, it's like the tiger dude. The tiger form.
Yeah.
And then your health doesn't heal.
Yep. You get like a little chunk of health when you come.
Yeah, a little chunk of health when you come. And then you go fight Shao Kahn, bro. And
niggas beating the fuck out of you. You suck.
Yes.
Don't make me laugh. And I don't think I ever played the game and I'm crying. Like, my tears are dropping on the controller while I'm playing. like my hands get slippery.
Yeah, it's falling.
my tears make my controller slippery. I'm dropping combos. Get off me, you garbage. I'm like, oh my god, bro. That's probably one of the stressful things. And then my second one. Well, it has to be Wesker on Resident Evil 5, bro.
Woo-wee!
Oh, my God. I don't know if we hit him. Did we beat him?
We had to beat him. We had to. Did we?
I don't know if we beat him.
No, but we had to. We were 10 with time trying to.
Chris!
Shiva.
But yeah, Because
you kept fucking aiming walls, bro. You can't aim walls.
Yeah,
because... You sit there, you're like, stuck.
Yeah, Wesker's a fucking superhuman. Fucking flash stepping everywhere.
Yes.
Beating the fuck out of you, kicking ass in the lava. And that shit was just hard as fuck, bro. I don't know how did I quit in that Resident Evil 5, because that game was too fucking hard. Shit made me cry too many times. CJ, what's some of your words, bro? Some of your words.
To be honest, I ain't got many. I guess I'm gonna go with that current. The current one I have.
Oh, no.
Nigga say Melina.
That's kind of what I was about to say. Like, hey, bro.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, I think it took us 10 days. 10 days in the gulag. Beat Melina. I wish I would have took a screenshot of my character before I fought Melina and after I fought Melina, bro. Because I was a normal, you know, normal guy, normal, like, samurai.
Nigga from Saitama here to Ball Saitama.
I have fucking horns going out of my head, demon eyes, bro. My skin's been rotted. I had 2 dual blade swords, forsaking the shield, bro. It does nothing for me. I got freaking fire axe. I hate heavy weapons, bro. I had to put a heavy weapon by her, bro. Spewing loud by my. Whew, I understand today. She ruined my adulthood today. She I think she's definitely by far before they fixed her. Mm-hmm. Before they fixed her, like, before they patched her, she's probably, I think, top 2, if not top 1 hardest bosses that I've fought in any game. You fought more harder than her?
What about Frieza? Something like that?
Who?
Frieza from, like.
Oh, Budokai?
Yeah, Budokai.
You think my Raditz, nigga.
Oh, shit.
You think my Raditz.
Nah, Raditz was hard to fight. It was that quick time thing.
Yeah, it's a little.
I brought the fucking sword on my hands
sometimes. Okay, for those you don't know, Drama Z Budokai 1, you have to grab Raditz, right?
Yeah, like thing in the anime.
Yeah, and Piccolo's charging up his special meat cannon. You have to hold him in the middle of the bar. And he's, get off me. Like, you know, I'm a full Nelson, bro.
It basically, yeah, keep Raditz on a tightrope.
Yeah, keep Raditz within this little thin sliver of, like red zone for Piccolo to, like, finally charge it up. I feel like I really was Goku, bro. Do it now, Piccolo! Like, my hand's hurting, bro.
Kill me, nigga!
Like, hurry up and freaking do that shit, bro. And keep in mind, we didn't have a memory card, bro. So every time we failed, bro, every time we freaking had to go get something to eat or go to bed.
Who unplugged it?
Who unplugged it?
Who unplugged it? Y'all know you're wasting my electricity? I unplugged it.
Bro. We used to, like, go ahead and unplug the TV for my grandma so she didn't, like, accidentally unplug the,
Cover the PS2 up.
Yes.
Cover the PS2 light up and unplug the TV.
But, Raditz was horrible. And I gotta say, bro, same game, different boss. Android 19, bro. Android 19 was so 19? Hard to beat. Okay. You play as Goku, right?
Mm-hmm. What? Still talking?
No. I'm talking about, Budokai.
And 19 is pork chop, ain't you?
Yes.
Okay.
You have heart disease. And it's...
Oh, and it's my God.
It's, your life is going down. Your health is going down as you're fighting him. And, like, he's not freaking doing, like, a soft flow combos. He's like, punch, punch, punch. He's doing, like, freaking tournament combos on you. Like, your health is going down while this dude's doing freaking TODs on you, bro. And it's one of the hardest boss fights ever, man. And then... I guess Dragon Ball Z got on coming, bro. This was Ultimate Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my God!
Ultimate Dragon Ball. What was it called? Dragon Ball Z Ultimate.
Ultimate Tenkaichi. What a wasteful name.
Yes, well, shit was garbage. All right, I think he plays a custom character, right?
Yep.
And fighting fucking Omega Shenron, bro.
Go to hell! Go to hell! Go to hell! All
right. Maybe my memory has deceived me, bro. But I swear to God, bro. Every battle is like an RNG, bro. You're playing rock, paper, scissors against a computer. Alright?
Who can read your inputs?
Who can read your fucking inputs, bro. So if you pick rock, 9 out of 10, this nigga's gonna be paper. Every time. And you're trying to fight him, and he's freaking just demolishing you, bro. And I remember, I couldn't do it, bro. I said, I handed it to Grant. We're deep in it, bro. This is like round 30, bro.
Round 30, what
round,
you mean?
Round 30 between Grant versus Omega Shenron. He does, like, his ultimate attack versus ultimate attack. I mean, Grant was shitting on this nigga, bro. I mean, it was neck and neck, but, like, Grant, I don't know, Grant got some second wind, turned Super Saiyan 2 on his, literally Super Saiyan 2 on this nigga, bro. I mean, he hit on this huge blast, bro. We threw control down, like, yes, let's go. Bro, the smoke clear? This nigga got 1 HP left.
Can I say this happened? Like, we get my ultimate today, and I think if you, like, blocked it just right,
yes,
like, you would get the full effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it has an animation of, like the missile go away.
Yes.
And you're like,
I'm trying to grip through the controller, like, let's go! This nigga, still alive, bro. What I say, we jump in the controller, man. Like, where's the controller? Bro, that shit was hard as hell, bro. Like, I think we finally. Did you beat that match? I think you did.
I don't remember,
but I remember nigga, I was crying and I wasn't even playing.
Bro, so, Dragon Ball Z games have some hard ass bosses.
Yes.
Remember fucking Kid Buu on Battle Z?
Oh my god.
Kid Buu on Battle Z was hard as fuck, bro.
Yes.
Same thing, the Beerus fight. Like, yes. Them niggas was hard as shit. Go ahead,
run the hardness down. Pause. I said pause.
The Kid Buu, I remember he could instant teleport. Remember?
Yes.
Remember he had instant teleport attack?
Yeah, who you going for?
You just praying not you. You just praying support Krillin. Support character Krillin.
Yes.
If it was you, pop, what about you dead, bro?
Yes.
What about you dead?
Let's not forget, bro. Oh my god. I felt like we were in the movie, bro. I kind of forget, but that shit on PS3, and I won't play that shit. It was Mecha Cooler. And
oh my god.
I think I was the Vegeta, Girls Goku. it wasn't hard because it's hard. Yeah, but check Krillin. And I think Krillin die, like, lose, bro.
Yeah, because I think we had, like, certain stocks.
Yes. When I say, we have...
Krillin's cheeks.
Krillin was horrible.
We only had him because I think he healed him sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes.
Wait, you could, like, choose?
It's basically, like, you know how Kingdom Hearts had, like, you get characters, like, kill you, like, Donald? Mm-hmm. That's basically what it was.
Mm. Bro. You know that scene from the movie, Return of Revenge of Cooler, when, like, they both got ass beat, and they were stand up, like...
That's how it was. We inside the basement place.
Yes. Giant robot head.
Oh my god, bro. That game was hard as fuck, bro. No
reason, bro. Like, it was hard, bro. It made you a better player, bro. I mean, overall, like, video game now is just like, nothing really hard. Like, Elden Ring elevated me one more stuff. I thought I was at my peak, bro, of hard games, bro. Like, okay, nothing really that hard to me. Awesome. Play Elden Ring. Oh, shit. Elevate my peak, bro. That's from the beginning.
I think the last game I got was is this boss fight on fucking Kingdom Hearts 1. Mm-hmm. I think it's against what's the big bitch name on my Little Mermaid?
Malibu?
Ursula? Oh my god, that bitch is hard as fuck, bro. I think I had it on hard 2 pause. Mm-hmm. So I guess I kinda deserved it. But I think it looked at me like 50 times. It's the movement is so ass because it's such an old game, you know. And
I feel like underwater.
Yeah, I'm underwater. So I'm in the fucking like merman form. So I'm like going up and down, fighting this bitch, dodging shit, weaving, and it's like it's crazy. It's like fucking Ninja Gaiden's like types of platinum games, like Batman, Spider-Man kind of movie. You need to dodge kind of shit, but you stuck in a little kid body and who's a fucking fish?
Yes,
that shit was so bad, bro. But
yes,
yeah. That's all.
Oh my gosh, bro. I don't think you were freaking like able to play. Well, I don't know if you let you play the game, bro, back in these days, bro. I just had a flash PTSD flashback, bro. I don't want to watch Star Wars like that, bro. It's okay, but I think I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi or somebody. And I'm fighting freaking
Count Dooku,
bro.
Oh my god,
Count Dooku, nigga, beat my ass, bro. Beat my behind, bro. And don't even get me freaking started on General Grievous with 4 fucking arms, bro. It was like the Return of the Sith, whatever it was. Chapter 3, whatever. Return of the Sith. Shit was impossible. And my last armor mission, bro. If you know, you know. Could not beat it to this day, bro. Probably could beat it now, but bro, my little fingers back in the day, bro. Shark Tales video game, bro. Well, you like you're doing like a dance off, bro. Word of will, bro. I want to set the shit out of the developers, bro. Like,
keep my fucking
like I'm freaking. Yeah, first like left, right, up. Down. Like you know like just dance like the things coming out. Yeah, time right. That shit was brutal too. Like trash, horrible, atrocious. Like damn, nigga. I think somebody like throwing trash at you while you dancing and shit, dude. Like,
bro, that one was Finding Nemo. The fucking Bruce. Bruce scene? Chasing?
Yes, we chasing you, bro.
That shit hard as fuck, bro. I don't think I ever beat that.
No reason to make it hard. You know kids are playing this shit, bro. Dang, I said I got over here and never went back, bro. But yeah, bro. Shit be hard back in the day, bro. Nowadays, niggas begging easy rolls. Like, shit not even hard, bro. Hey, boss is optional, bro. Don't fight him. You don't have to do it, bro.
That's true. But again, thank y'all for watching.
Yes,
this kind of lengthy episode, but
girthy.
Okay. Before we go, make sure you follow us on all our social medias. Struggle Studio _ Instagram, Studio Struggle on Twitter. Struggle Studio on TikTok and the YouTube channel for niggas who want to watch the visual. Mm-hmm. And we also have a game channel, Struggle Studio Gaming, that we should be live maybe tonight if y'all watching this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about it.
Yes.
Thank you for watching. We out. Deuces, episode 85.